Wombats. More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the New Year's Eve edition of Outdoor Journal Radio. Thanks for joining us, taking the time with us today. Behind the glass, Stephen Labadie, Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis, I'm Angelo Viola. You're listening to Outdoor Journal Radio on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. The only problem is that we're not coming to you live. This may be, I stand to be corrected. I'm sure you're going to correct me, Mr. Labadie. This may be the first New Year's pre-recorded episode we've done ever.
I think
you
you're
and
right.
I, you yep. and I, right?
I think the last time, a couple of times where you were live in New York, in Vegas.
Right.
And I was here.
Right.
But yeah, I think this is the first time.
This might be the first pre-recorded New Year's show.
Yes.
Now, a lot of you that are just tuning in saying, well, New Year, what the hell? Am I drunk already? It's not New Year's. No, it's not New Year's. It's the Outdoor Journal New Year's Eve show because we are on Saturdays.
Yes.
And of course, there's still a couple of days to go before actual New Year's Eve.
Correct.
But for us, this is the last show before New Year's Eve. How's that? Did I confuse everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, happy
hey,
New
listen,
Year.
Listen, yeah, another year's gone by. And what we thought we would do, and first of all, it is pre-recorded. And the reason we wanted to pre-record a show is because apparently we can't do the type of show that I want to do live. Apparently we don't have the wherewithal to be able to do this type of show live. What I wanted to do, I want to be able to throw back to all of this past year and pull out all of the highlights and this wonderful package, pre-produced package of little pieces, tidbits from the past, I thought would be very cool, like most other programs do. But apparently the only way we can do that is to pre-record it. Like we're doing.
No one told me that we could do it live. No one told me. He said it's too a pre-record. I'm like, okay.
Oh, well, maybe that's not why we're doing it pre-recorded then.
What are we doing?
Why maybe we're doing it pre-recorded because I'm not going to be here.
Yes. Where are you going to be?
Ah, I don't know.
Oh.
I have no idea.
Surprise.
I wanted the option. I wanted options for me this year.
The Countess is going to cover you in a blindfold,
absolutely,
get you on a plane.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely. Yep. Anyways, so what we thought we would do is just, Steve and I sat down and we kind of both went through our memory banks to see what highlights were there. And we thought we'd pull some of them out for you and replay them and do a little commentary on them for you. So that's kind of what we're going to do. We picked a few pieces that we thought maybe they were strong in terms of an interview component. We picked some pieces because they were just humorous pieces, ridiculous pieces. We have one piece, for example, we did a never-before-heard interview with my good friend Roland Martin when he was up here earlier on in the year on some business, and he popped into the studio, and we had an opportunity to just go into a sound booth, Roland and I, and we just talked. Yeah, and we never played it for anything. We just talked.
Yeah.
And it was kind of cool. So we're going to play you some of that, not the whole thing, obviously. Another interesting thing that we're going to highlight for you, at the beginning of each episode, Stephen and I banter back and forth about, well, it's mostly me skating and trying to, pirouette and dance for you because I'm trying to read the news that John Winters prepares for us. And it's not always the type of news that, like, no, let me rephrase that. A really good professional person behind the mic could probably make all of John's stuff sound good. But because I'm neither.
Oh, this is on record, right?
Good or professional. Okay, I read them sometimes before we go live, and I say, my God, I'm not going to be able to do these stories justice, especially, stuff about hummingbirds and, the leaves colored, and like just that stuff, the cranberry festival. I have a hard time making those stories exciting, so I don't think we're going to highlight any of those.
this year. No, probably not.
No. But I'll tell you what we are going to do. We are going to talk about some funny things that Steve and I got into, some discussions earlier on in the year regarding all kinds of things. Is the hair piece is in here, isn't it, when we talk about your hair?
Oh, there's a couple little tidbits.
All right. So that's the type of stuff we're going to do. And then we're going to come back from each one if we have an opportunity and sort of debate for you what our thoughts were back and forth between, or banter, I guess, not debate. We'd banter back and forth again, live, pre-recorded live.
Yeah.
That was that. What else have we got? What else have we got that we picked out? Like I mentioned interviews before, certainly a couple of interviews that really stood out. For me, the Minister Jakubowski has been on the program several times.
Yes.
That's the Minister of Natural Resources and Force.
Don't forget the F.
And he's been on a few times, and we pulled out little snippets from him. Great guy, great guest to have on the program.
Yeah, it was the Toronto Sportsman Show we did.
Did we? We used the Toronto Sportsman Show stuff. That was great.
Yeah.
Because we went live on that one, too. Oh, cool. So we got a bunch of anything else stick out?
We have Green Relief. Warren Bravo was on the show talking about how he's growing marijuana with tilapia.
Oh, right.
Yes. I love that interview. It's pretty funny.
Right. He was feeding the tilapia marijuana.
No, the tilapia was pooping.
Pooping and then grew marijuana. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I haven't heard that in a while. We'll have to. What else you got on there?
What else we have? We have... find your captain and Downriver Dale from Montana Outdoor Radio Show.
I wanted to buy a piece of their land there. Somewhere.
Yes, Montana. Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay. That never been heard footage from right. Roland Martin. And yeah, right. The list goes
all right.
on.
Anyways, we got a bunch of stuff. But I do also need to remind you, if you haven't already been on fishingcanada.com lately, the Merc 9.9 outboard motor giveaway is done and complete. We gave away all 9 of them. We are currently in another wonderful giveaway. It's the Garmin 8400 sonar chart plotter unit, about a $5,000 unit. We are giving away absolutely free. All you have to do is go to fishcan.com, enter the contest, answer a skill testing question, and then continue entering every day. I mean, it's okay if you just put one ballot in the box, I guess. But if you want to up your chances, if you're serious about winning, you really need to put a ballot in every day. The more ballots in the box, the greater your chances of winning. That's all happening at fishingcanada.com, baby. And now let's play our first New Year's clips. It dawned on me that when I missed a couple of weeks there.
Yep.
That you had a life-altering experience as well. And so we never got a chance to talk about it.
My life-altering experience, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went bungee jumping.
You went bungee jumping.
Yes, I'm trying to find it now unless it's deleted. I have audio from it if you want to listen to it.
Oh, sure. Of course I.
Here it is. You'll laugh at this.
All right.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well done.
Jumped 18 stories.
Well done.
Yes.
And was it everything you thought it was going to be?
Yeah, it was amazing. I would do it again.
You would?
Yeah, next thing is skydiving next year.
Look at you, Mr. Adventurer.
Yeah, trying to do one crazy thing a year, and that was my crazy thing for the year.
Who would have thunk it? Eh? Good for you. And now, how long did that whole thing take from start to finish, from the time you entered the... Okay, so what is it? It's a crane?
Yeah, it's a crane inside an old quarry.
Yeah. Where is it?
It was in Quebec.
In Quebec. You had to go out of province to jump.
Yes, that's the highest jump, the highest bungee jumping in Canada.
Really?
Great Canadian Bungee.
Great Canadian Bungee is in Quebec.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
And we don't have anything here?
No.
In this part of the world? No.
No.
All right. Okay, carry on.
I knew you were going to say that.
Nope. I'm just curious.
So we woke up, drove down there. We had to sign our life away. So
of course.
If you die,
can
it's not their problem.
Can you imagine the liability?
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even read it. I wanted to read it, but
yeah.
I'm like, no, it's like 5 pages long. I'm like, no. So you have to, once you sign, you have to get weighed and then they give you like a harness or whatever. And you walk up this huge hill. Yeah. Cause you get,
thought they tied your foot.
Well, you have to have this whole harness on.
Oh.
So if anything does happen to your feet,
when we jumped in New Zealand, it was just by the foot.
That's probably why.
So you have an actual body harness.
Like it's on your waist.
Yeah.
And they go down, and then they attach these things on your ankles.
Yes.
As well as the body harness, and then
So it's like a backup.
Exactly. Oh. Just in case anything does happen, knock on wood.
So you're not really, like, that's not a real dangerous jump then.
Well,
like, you shouldn't have told me that. I thought, wow.
Well, good they probably on have you. Rules what? Now. Like, when did you jump? Like 1976 or something?
It was a while ago. They just tied a string around your ankle.
Oh yeah, that's why.
And said, "Duck if you're getting too close to the ground when you jump."
The craziest thing is you meant to like dive, right?
Right.
And you know when you look at something, there's a movie. I can't remember the movie, but you know you see in the movies when you look down on like a bridge or whatever, and they zoom out, and it looks a lot bigger than it is.
Right.
That's what I saw when I jumped.
Right.
And my body is like, okay. You can't, don't, what's wrong with you? Why are you jumping?
Why are you doing this?
What's wrong with you? And then you're like, but my head's like, you got to do this. It's going to be fun. And I, instead of diving off, I jumped off.
Is there a point where you contemplated turning back when you're going up? I'm assuming you're climbing up, right?
We have to walk up this huge hill, and then there's like little area you walk up on the crane, right. And then you have to walk down the crane.
So is there, at any point during that walk, did you say no? No, I'm going to turn around and I'm going back down.
It was more of driving to, because like it's right. A 4-hour drive or whatever. So your mind's right. Going like, what if this happens? What right, if that happens? Right, 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 right. But then once I got up there, I'm like, yeah. And cool. Then it hit me again saying, okay, what's wrong with you? And then all I hear is 3, 2, 1. And then I jumped and you heard that scream.
Can we hear it again? I like that. That was great. I love that scream. I was
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That was fantastic. All right, nicely done, buddy. Good for you.
My whole family laughing at that scream.
Oh, no kidding.
I never knew I could make that sound.
It just dawned on me that we missed that moment because I was away. Now, toilet paper. Have you ever given that any thought? Like, where does it come from? How does it get on that roll? Like, any thoughts about that at all?
I think I've seen a How It's Made
Did you?
Episode on Discovery Channel or something like that about that.
Well, a report was tabled this week about U.S. consumption of toilet paper, which comes from Virgin Boreal Force across Canada.
Oh.
So they're wiping themselves with our trees, basically.
That's rude.
Well, I don't know. It's rude. It's certainly a moneymaker.
That's true, too.
You know, they got to do it somewhere. Apparently, back 100 or 150 years or so ago, before the advent of our trees being turned into toilet paper, they were wiping themselves with corn cobs.
What?
Yeah.
Ow.
Yeah. I don't know whether they were... corn cobs, like with the kernels on them, or whether they'd already been cleaned. The only thing I can't understand, Stephen, and I tried to figure this out this morning, because I don't know
while you were on the can.
I don't know about you, but you know, periodically I have issues. I've had issues in my lifetime where you know you have to use a plunger, right, to get stuff moving.
Okay.
And I hate to talk about this, but it's important because this is a very serious issue. No, it's a very serious issue here. And I can't figure out when they were using corn cobs, how they got those puppies to flush.
I don't know.
I haven't broke them in half, maybe? Like after the fact? I don't know. Anyways, it's an interesting conundrum. Nonetheless, there is an issue with what we're currently doing, and that is... using up our forests for the U.S. folks to make toilet paper out of them, and especially guilty are the big brands. You know, the one where the bear's squeezing the tissue.
Yeah, it's so soft.
All that stuff. You know, having said that, though, it's also a big moneymaker for us, and it contributes a ton of dough to our economy. So we're kind of caught in a
pickle.
Yeah. One of them. I don't know where that's going, but there's no good end to that story.
You just you know cut it right off.
Yeah. Retired OPP Staff Sergeant Bradley Storff comes in the house to play it safe. Keeps us on the straight and narrow. He is vacationing in the Texas Gulf Coast area. So let's check in on him. Good morning, Bradley.
You know, you're providing me with so much stuff and what leads up to me getting on. I don't know why John provides any notes. And then, you know, the latest topic, Steve's hair. Maybe just, Steven, just wear the ball hat all the time and that won't get brought up again.
I know, but then I have to go home and do my hair again and I have to go back out.
Not if you wear the hat all the time.
But I don't do, well, I have to look good outside in public.
Are you saying you don't look good with a hat?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, why do you wear it?
Because I'm just here with you. No one else is here.
Are you saying I'm not worthy of getting dressed up?
On Saturday, yes. Monday to Friday, you see me with my hair did.
You see, Brad, you see what goes on here? While you're vacationing? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. First of all, tell us about the weather down there. I hear you guys aren't having exactly a barn burner of a winter vacation in terms of weather.
It's been a little bit cool and raining. Now a bit cool, like in the mid-60s, 70s. But all week, couldn't go fishing on the beach because it's been so windy right out of the east that there's no beach. Like the surf is right up to the dunes.
Wow. Yeah, I was down in your neck of the woods. I was in Vegas last week, and I got to tell you, I think it was the coldest recorded period that they've ever had at this time of year. And it snowed. The day I arrived, they actually had snow. If you can believe it. So, yeah, some weird stuff.
I saw that. Like, I get all these pop-up things that I really don't know what I'm doing with when I'm reading newspapers, and it said it was talking about the snow in Las Vegas.
Safe to assume you have not been fishing then?
I haven't been fishing all week. Been golfing a few times, so.
You put that wind at your back. It actually helps, right?
Yeah, or you put it at your side and it gives you an excuse. Or you put it the other side and it gives you an excuse. Or you put it behind you or in front of you and it gives you an excuse. So there's 4 out of 4 benefits from it being windy.
I hear you loud and clear. Hey, you're listening to the pre-recorded New Year's Eve program here at Outdoor Journal Radio on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I am Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie and the rest of the crew. We will get back to more of the best of the best Outdoor Journal right after this. Don't you dare go away.